I was going to say I found a quiet place to surf the internet and have a coffee, but there is nowhere quiet when you when you're selling beer and good coffee and food, and when everywhere is always tiled in Spain. Places tend to be a bit echoey. But this place that I am now is about, I don't know, 5-10 minute walk from the villa I'm staying in, which is very much off the grid in a way. No telephone line. Everybody in the area that has basic internet uses a dongle, but this place seems to have installed satellite internet, which is going to be a disaster because I've been relatively quiet, just sitting by the pool and absorbing the sun and obviously spending quality time with the family, which I never get tired of. But sitting in the sun, yeah, I'm not really much of a sunbather, so I just thought I'd nip down here. I have a couple of very, very nice cortados. Google them if you don't know what they are. My favourite kind of way of having coffee. And at like a euro each. It's not going to break the bank. I just came to check whether or not the football will be on here later. I am not a football fan, here's a disclaimer. In fact, I never watch football, but it's an England game. And during the World Cup, I do tend to. And as a social thing, I'm going to come here tonight with Steve, who is a friend I'm on holiday with, as well as a family, and with his family as well. But me and him will be down here, possibly drinking a few beers and eating the local nibbles, which seem to come free with the beer, and watching a projected football match on the wall. When you come to this place, it's kind of weird because the roads are not really finished anywhere around here, and people just pull up on horses and you feel like you're a little bit in the Wild West. Paco, who is serving me very, very well, speaks a little bit of English, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, he's a snob.
And I've logged him on Gowala, and I've basically showed him a little bit about Twitter. He's really cool. He used to work in UK clubs and hotels, but now he's opened this little family place, which, I don't know, it's really nice. It's nice to have this tech oasis, this connected oasis in amongst the Spanish countryside. Loads planned for this week, visiting, I think, Europe's largest thing that has fish in. Aquarium? Yeah, that's the one. I think Europe's largest aquarium, all kinds of stuff. So, all going well. Going to get loads of sights and sounds in and spend just as much, way more offline time than online time. Done very well at only using solar power to charge my tech. Both my iPhone and the iPad is powered by solar alone whilst out here, and it's been quite an interesting test. So, I'll no doubt write something up later on. Got a bit of a problem with my Posterous because I've kind of deleted all of my email accounts from my Documentary Gmail account, and for some reason it's a bit of a pain in the bum sending stuff to Posterous, and then my blog posts that you're not seeing are appearing on somebody else's blog, the person that owned my Gmail account before me, so I need to get that sorted as soon as. Anyway, that's enough talking. Back to my holiday. Have a good one, everybody. I forgot to mention the nightmare couple of days, which were more of an adventure than a nightmare, I suppose, once the panic was over. But I guess you can just go to documental.ly and learn about how I nearly didn't get into the country before the holiday began properly. But anyway, all good now. I'm a happy bunny. Speak to you later. Well, got no spoffle. Seem to have not packed a spoffle. So if this is a bit blowy, I apologise.